You sit on the T, mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing?
Gentlemen, you know, as we're beginning to get into the month of August, you might ponder what may happen next. And I do think within the coming week, there will be another attack. There will be a major issue around the world affecting the whole world. There will be another false flag, another fake attack, or a real one, or both, in which our eyes and ears will be riveted on that story. We are now getting closer and closer and closer to this schedule of this election cycle. And as I've said many times, the way I look at it, and I certainly don't relish being right, I hope I am wrong, but I believe we will see the next president, quote, unquote, of the President of the United States to be Barack Obama. I've been asked that many times by many inquisitive folk along my journeys. They all ask me, who is it going to be? And I usually shock the pants off of them when I say, I think it's going to be Obama. And they scratch their wooden heads and they don't understand. And they never will understand until it hits them. I just don't think this man will be allowed to leave office. His handlers, his controllers, the people at the very top of this intel community, headquartered in Jerusalem, that's the city of end time prophecy, will keep him right where he is. He's been a good puppet, an excellent puppet for the synagogue of Satan. He's done the bombing, the killing. He's expanded the Bush wars. He's done every single thing that his masters want him to do, creating turmoil in the Middle East, disruption, anarchy, which will enable this beast system to envelop. And it will be the state, the mini state that calls itself Israel, picking up the pieces. And what will emerge from all of this rapidly? You will be surprised what will happen. The world will want peace more than anything. Esau will be at war with Jacob. And we're talking Russia, okay? Despite what many think, the communists have never disappeared. The Kenites who control them have never let loose of their grip. They will, and that's what we're seeing now, conflict creation and leading up to war, a third world war, over a number of issues. But right now, the window dressing is there for us to observe. Donald Trump, the reference to Russia, Paul Manafort, who manages both campaigns, you know, for election to control at the top. You see who's behind the wheel driving the bus. It is adding up very, very clearly that the United States in its psyche, the American people are being geared up to hate Russia now when they were told in 1930s to love Russia, Mother Russia, communist, Bolshevik, Jewish-run Russia. It was a good guy then. Now it is a bad guy. And they were all too willing to play that game. The Third World War. We know about the plan drawn up in the 1700s for three world wars. We've already had two, the most devastating and horrific in world history. Now we are being led into the precursors for the Third World War, which could happen with a flashpoint overnight. So we have that on the horizon. We have this business of global issues, whether it be the Zika virus threat, whether it be the so-called Al-Qaeda threat, the so-called ISIS threat. And now we're hearing again about Boko Haram and all these other new terror groups, relatively new terror groups, that have emerged because they just hate us. You know, the average mind doesn't have the capability to understand what my audience understands, and the more educated people can understand. They just don't get it because they don't pay attention and they don't know where to turn for proper information. RBN, of course, has its own site. We have the site here that provides you with a tremendous amount of diverse commentary and news stories and articles which will feed you intellectually so you won't starve. The average Joe out there, you know, has never heard of RBN. Let's be honest about it. I mean, millions of people out there lost in the wilderness. So they don't have the truth. They don't have factual information to sip on, to munch on. And so they're willing prey. Yeah, Russia's bad now. Putin is a demon. Although his popularity is up around the world more now than ever, he's being built up. And Russia is being taken down so that we can see the scenario unfold. Let's not forget the China issue, the South China Seas issue. Let's not forget what's going on right now in Turkey with Erdogan. Let us not forget what is happening with NATO and Brussels and Paris and all of these member nations, all of them just beginning to see the birth pangs of turmoil leading up to a war scenario. So the minds of us, the psyche of us all, are being bombarded with propaganda on a daily basis. You know, I like to read the local papers and see the national, international news page, and I've never seen it this bad before. I mean propaganda like you have never, ever imagined, except it was all done during the period of the 1930s, and the communist Bolshevik run Roosevelt administration, when people had no access to any internet, any alternative media, any cable television, any programming that would offer them factual information. All of those did not exist or were shut down. Father Coughlin was taken off the airwaves of radio because Roosevelt and his puppeteers above him felt threatened by what he was saying, and rightfully so. He was naming names, and he was exposing the identities of those who were of the synagogue of Satan at a very critical time in the late 20s and early 30s. So Roosevelt had to take him down through the Vatican. And so that brings me to the Vatican. That brings me to the role this pope, who is a Jesuit pope, who is definitely one of the tribe, as far as I am concerned, clearly of the occult, clearly part of Illuminism, clearly he gives evidence of that every time he opens his yap. They call him that dope, the pope. And that's sort of a derogatory statement, but the reality is he is not a dope. He is not a stupid man. He's one of the most learned in the entire, if you will, the entire plethora of caverns in the Vatican itself. He comes from a very highly educated background in South America. And now it's very interesting how he's made his rounds in Poland again this week. And he has given a number of addresses, spoken to a number of people. The one the AP, the Associated Press, Reuters, all of the major networks have given attention to has been his visit to the camp Auschwitz. And Auschwitz, of course, is the notorious POW camp that was held by the Germans in Poland at the time of the war. And yet everything that we have heard about Auschwitz, as it were, was basically a lie, basically falsified. And the Red Army which was there at the time that the German army was in Poland, both parties invading and fighting each other, was the key to creating this mythology following World War II. It was the accounts of the Red Army of Stalin that basically were the mantra of all the media. All the media were recanting and recalling everything that the Red Army claimed happened in World War II. And, of course, the Red Soviet Bolshevik Army was, in fact, the most genocidal army in the history of the 20th century, and nobody can deny that. No one can deny the tens of millions of souls that were slaughtered between Lenin's time and Stalin's time and beyond. Stalin perished in 1953. 1953, he was eliminated, shall we say. A number of people feel that he was, in fact, killed. He was, in fact, taken down because he was beginning to turn against some of his puppet masters. I've said before, from the studies that I've engaged in, Stalin himself was part Jewish, and Stalin had no love. He had absolutely no love of anyone who was not. But as the years progressed and the screws began to tighten over him, he began to get a little bit loose. And by the time 1952 came around, we saw the emergence soon of this era of investigating communism, and how Joe McCarthy was enlisted in this fight because he was sincere and he was honest. And the fact of the matter is that those who were overseeing the rise of communism, those who were, in fact, the chief commissars and the commissars of Russia, were beginning to fight against Stalin. In other words, his time and his usefulness were pretty much over. Stalin accomplished what he was meant to accomplish. At that point, Stalin was a little bit, shall we say, uncontrollable. And the evidence was there that he was beginning to make some moves that would threaten them. And they're not going to allow that any more than they'll allow Trump to do it. So what happened was Mr. Stalin just happened to suddenly die in 1953. And then in the United States, a new movement of investigating Stalin and communism and crimes of Stalin and the communists, including Mao Zedong, were beginning to arise, you see, at that very time. Follow the chronology now. At that very time, Eisenhower was selected and put in place as president of the United States. Now, a guy named Robert Welch of the John Birch Society wrote a book all about Eisenhower. It was called The Politician. And that book, The Politician, was in fact, I read it, it was quite a volume on Eisenhower, what he did during World War II, what he was doing as president of the United States. Clearly, he was a vicious, ambitious, vile, perverted, twisted individual who was basically, essentially putty in the hands of the elite, those who would control the political process. Adlai Stevenson, running for president, was definitely a candidate who was overtly pro-communist, pro-Soviet. Eisenhower was the one that whose image was being softened for the American public as a war hero. Can you imagine? A war hero after what he had done. But nobody knew what he had done. He had published the book Crusade in Europe, and that book was, oh, I think it was like 600 pages. Nobody really knew the real Eisenhower. General Patton knew him, and guess what? He got he got JFK'd before he could come home and spill the beans. So the American public was in the dark about Eisenhower, in the dark about who and what he really was. Richard Nixon, vice president, who just managed quite skillfully as another articulate politician to come across as a strong anti-communist. So that would give Eisenhower the cover, make it look like a very strong, sincere, right-of-center Republican party ticket. And during those years, the movement began to focus on Stalinist communism. Not who was above it and behind it, but Stalin and the debacle of communism in the United States. And yet, none of those in control would allow the full investigation into who and what was behind communism. Who were the key sources? Who were the key people that were promoting communism? Not just in the government, but outside of the government. Those who were running the propaganda media. Walter Cronkite, you know, was a correspondent for the CBS radio network during the war. And he boasted that he did everything he could to present Stalin as a man of honor, while casting the German army in a very negative light. So those who listened to radio, and there was no television then, basically, it had not even been created. It was on the drawing board. In fact, it had been tested during the war years, but there was no television programming until afterward. So they heard radio, they went to the theaters, saw newsreel propaganda, and that's all they knew, is whatever the powers that be told them. They never knew the truth. We have no excuse today. This generation, the fig tree generation, has no excuse for not knowing the truth. So my point before the break comes up is to show how at the height of all of this propaganda during World War II and what came out of it, we now have this Pope, Pope Francis, who is the third consecutive Pope to visit Poland and to visit the sites of these camps that were run by the Germans in the war, particularly Auschwitz, as they call it. And interestingly enough, on the National Baloney Company, NBC's website, they, of course, naturally highlight this visit. And the Pope managed to get to chat with, a few survivors of the Holocaust. I get a little kick out of, one of the people whom I have met, who is quite adept at perception of understanding things, and his name happens to be Hutton Gibson, Mel Gibson's father, was always fond of saying on my radio program that I did before coming here, if you want me to believe in a Holocaust, don't bring me a survivor. And if you want me to believe in these ovens, please don't bring me a doorknob. And I think that pretty much sums it up. And yet, despite all of the propaganda, despite all of the hokum pokum changes in the Holocaust stories, one thing emerges, and that is that the rabbis and all of their kinsmen can now make the following statement, as one rabbi did in the World Jewish Congress. His name, I believe, is Sandmel. And basically, he is praising Pope Francis for paying his visit and giving his homage to the itinerary of the Holocaust industry in Poland. And Francis, as he says, is not the first pontiff to visit the Nazi death camps, as they call them. The numbers, however, have come down from approximately 4 million. Now it's down to 1 million. The signs have been taken down on the visitors' bureau over and over again, which proves, again, how manipulative and how fictitious these figures are. But the rabbi has this to say about that. Quote, now no pope can go to Poland without stopping at Auschwitz and acknowledging the Holocaust, unquote. Doesn't that tell it all? All right, we'll come back with more, and I'll tell you about the Holocaust that was planned for Germany's males during World War II. We'll be back.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years of sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Back again with Rick Adams Uncensored here, and I just happened to give you a little chronology of the media propaganda and the media disinformation surrounding the whole mythology of World War II, and particularly what purportedly happened in the time of the invasion of Poland. Remember that the Soviet Union invaded Poland roughly at the same time that the Germans did. And of course, the whole history of World War II now is written by the Soviet Red Army and presented to the public now as truth. So one classic example of the slaughter of Poles, and I mean Polish intellectuals, scholars, people who are the cream of society that has been totally taken off the map, is the story of the Katyn Forest in Poland, the Katyn Forest Massacre. Now, that was blamed on, of course, the Nazis for several decades, right up until the 1970s or so, when a writer who was a public official in Massachusetts actually wrote a book concerning that massacre, in which it was totally shown that the Soviet Red Army was the one that slaughtered some 25,000, I believe, of the Polish cream of the crop and buried them in mass trenches. The German army, of course, took the blame, and yet the German army was the one that uncovered them, reported it to the authorities at the Red Cross, and that was totally covered up by the media. It was totally covered up by the Allies' powers. Eisenhower and so forth wanted nothing to do with it. That was just one example of the lies and the myths that have come out of the whole war era. Most people still don't know about Katyn Forest and how that slaughter of the cream of the crop of Poland's elite were just totally, that slaughter was totally and completely evaporated following the revelation that it was the Red Army that did it. It was okay to mention it prior to that, but after that, of course, it's just the ovens and the soap and the lampshades and all of that baloney. All right, so before I go back to the phones, and I know Ron, who has called us in the past, is waiting to come on and talk. Stay with me, folks. I did want to mention, I think we have another break coming up shortly, but let me mention this part of history that also is left out. Now, a number of people, including Professor David Irving, have done the yeoman research that is fully available for people, the facts of this incident, fully available to anyone who really relishes history. Unfortunately, the so-called scholars abandon it because there's no profit in it for them. There's no money to be made. And in fact, if you talk about it, if you write about it, as did James Bakke write in his book in the 1990s, Other Losses Pertaining to the Slaughter of the Germans and Italians and Japanese and so forth, everyone in between, during the war, then you will never get published again. You will never have a publishing account with any of the major Kenite-run publishing houses. It's that simple. So this incident, which I am referring to, which fortunately did not come to pass, was on the drawing boards, and it was called the Morgenthau Plan. Now, Professor David Irving online has talked about it. You can look it up, the Morgenthau Plan. And it was Mr. Morgenthau, who was in the Treasury Department with Harry Dexter White, an identified Soviet communist agent right there in the Treasury Department, two Kenites in key places among many others. This plan was come up by them, these particular people, Harry Dexter White and Henry Morgenthau, and it was called the Morgenthau Plan. It was also known as the Treasury Plan, and it was devised in 1944. When I come back, I will give you a thumbnail sketch of the Morgenthau Plan, and then maybe even the Pope someday might have a comment or two about it. We'll return. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
All right, we're back now. I'm going to go through this as quickly as I can, folks. On the one hand, now we have this Pope. Pope Francis being praised as making it basically a new cornerstone in the history of Catholicism in the Vatican now at this critical time, where the rabbi tells us that now no pope can go to Poland, quote, without stopping at Auschwitz and acknowledging the Holocaust. That is very interesting. The previous pope, you know, Cardinal Ratzinger, who was a member of the Hitler Youth groups and so forth, and Pope John Paul II, these popes all paid homage to the chosen ones, as they say. All of them knuckled under or were part of the control grid of the synagogue of Satan over the Vatican, and each of them have established new credentials now as far as world Jewry is concerned. Now, in light of that, let us ask if this Pope will acknowledge this evil that could only come from a Talmudic Kenite Esau mind. This was, in fact, what was proposed in the 1944 era. Roosevelt was still president. Henry Morgenthau was, in fact, a key figure in the U.S. Treasury Department, the Undersecretary Treasury, headed by a Soviet agent, Harry Dexter White, which, of course, nobody knew at the time. It was known as the Treasury Plan, which involved, get this, I don't know if you can believe this, it's so incredibly evil, that the Morgenthau Plan was intended to implement a policy of castration for German males during that era. It would have led to the death by starvation, pestilence, castration, and the like of millions of more Germans yet to be born. The plan was enthusiastically adopted by a German-born Kenite. His name was Lord Cherwell. He was a professor, actually, Friedrich A. Lindemann, Churchill's close friend, economic strategist, and scientific advisor. And he pushed through at the Quebec Summit Conference between Roosevelt and Churchill on September 15th of 1944. It was amazing. It was part of the price that Churchill and Cherwell were willing to pay for a broad package of American concessions over which Morgenthau had political control, including further lend-lease program to the British Empire after the war. So it goes on and on and on. Now, this memorandum endorsing this plan with its objectives, including the castration of the German male, was a horrendously vile plan that never, thankfully, was fully implemented because even Truman did not have the stomach for it. But had it gone through, it would have been probably unparalleled in the 20th century, except for Stalin's Russia itself. Now, Stalin, of course, was behind it all, as far as a figurehead is concerned, and he wanted it. He actually beckoned forth the implementation of this plan. These were the key people who were behind the plan to impose a castration of the German male. And we need only look back to that era right after D-Day, Disaster Day of June 6th. And in 1944, June and July, Roosevelt and other leading Americans had been dropping remarks to that effect, that the plans for Germany with Britain and Russia were to divide Germany and take the northern front and eastern portions, I believe, of Germany. And they would divide it up and basically turn it into an agrarian land. And that was part of the plan. General Eisenhower had similar views. He told the British ambassador, Lord Halifax, on July 10th of 1944, that he felt the enemy leaders should be shot. Listen to this, shot while trying to escape any imprisonment. And that was not enough for them. Imprisonment was not good enough, a judgment on the German army personnel. He believed in shooting and exterminating as many Germans as possible. Now, this is the guy that became president, Dwight David Eisenhower. This is the man that even General George Marshall, Secretary of the Army, had disagreements with about this plan. Marshall himself apparently thought about it and rethought about it. And he wrote in his diaries to the effect that he thought this was a bitter, bitter atmosphere of hatred and personal revenge and resentment against the entire German population. That's what he said. This was General Marshall, who couldn't remember where he was the night before the attack on Pearl Harbor. a man with a photographic memory, and yet even he thought it was totally repulsive. So it did not come to pass, thankfully, but this is a deeper war, friends. The war against the German is a war by Esau against Jacob. If you follow the scriptures thoroughly, as I have been learning and reading quite thoroughly, this was the attempt to supplant and destroy Judah. Judah, which would lead with the scepter. And of course, we see that also true with the birthright tribes to be true, particularly on the birthright tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh, which would be England and then the United States and all the tribes in Manasseh. So Manasseh, you know, Ephraim actually received the birthright and then was driven out of Palestine. The British were driven out by the Zionist Jewish terrorists in the 1930s and 40s, as we know. And that bad seed, that evil fig tree, would then be planted in 1948. You see, the chronology here is absolutely breathtaking, and it lines up perfectly with the scriptures. The war between two babies in their mother's womb, Rebecca's womb, in the book of Genesis, in chapters 25, 26, and 27, coming to pass even to the end of this earth age. Yes, they're trying. They wanted to kill off the seed line that Jesus would come through. And they almost succeeded, but did not. Diabolical? Yes. Satanic? Yes. Jewish? Yes. Unfortunately, that is right out of the Talmud. That is why you will never hear about any of these massacres or slaughters that were historically factual. All right, I've said enough. I just wanted to give you a little dose of that reality check. Let me take a call from Ron in Pennsylvania now. Hello, Ron.
How you doing, Art?
Hey, it's been a while, Ron. We haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yeah, I've been alive for as long as my battery will hold up here.
Thankfully. I thought you had probably not been alive, but I'm glad to hear you're still with us. Go ahead now.
Yeah, I wish I could have called the last hour. Before I bring up why, we've lost some good people over the years. Father Conklin, as you mentioned, was one. Mm-hmm. Gerald L. K. Smith, who wrote a book called Besieged Patriot, was another. Eustace Mullins was another. Mm-hmm. I guess Ernst Sandell is still around, and Dr. Frederick Tobin. I guess he's around. I have a lot of stuff photocopied somewhere that you probably will never, ever find again from him. And I even wrote him a letter and told him about it. And who did we leave? Dr. Harold Rome is gone. So a lot of these names, if somebody can research and can get some good information. Now, during World War II, when things were down, Eisenhower was not the paragon of virtue that they still think he is to this day. A friend of mine as a child was locked up in one of those internment camps over in Germany, and there's a hell of a lot of people starved over there at his direction. So he was not a nice guy handing out treats. If anybody thinks that, it better do some research. But the reason I called is that about 10 minutes away from where I am sitting right now, if I could have walked closer and got into the place, I could have kicked Hillary Clinton right in the rear end. She appeared with her entourage of retards, and I'll justify that in a moment, down at the local plant we have here that processes wire, the same place that Obama was at when he was running for election. Now, she brought her crew with her. They would not allow the public in, nor would they allow the employees near her. She had her entourage of retards, I guess, dressed up, asking and fielding questions so the news can photograph her under more favorable circumstances than she probably would have received otherwise. Now, by the appearance of the Democratic National Convention Hall when half the people were gone, that's not surprising for her to pull a stunt like that. And on Facebook, there is a Moody's, or I didn't even read the article yet. She says she's going to somehow in 4 years create 10.4 million jobs. Well, she must be a magician, because I don't know how she's going to do that. And what struck me as funny is the guy that called in the last hour thinks that Hillary would make a good president and would rather vote for her. But over the years, if you studied and looked at all of this stuff, as I have and other people have, it's pathetic. It's going to take an act of God to straighten it out in some fashion.
And it will. It will come to that. Yes, that's right. But, Ron, you have done a lot of personal research on that era, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Ever since the 60s.
That's
ever
amazing, because I was thinking of you, just thinking of your calls just the other day, and almost telepathically, here you are coming out of the woodwork. Now, your old email that I have, as a matter of fact, your old email is long gone. So if you will, if you still have your computer handy or your phone, can you shoot me an email?
Yeah, I can do that. Rick 458 at Cox.net. Okay, I can do that. No trouble.
Yeah, because I'd like to put you on, you know, my list of emailers. So,
that I haven't called in for a while and listen, not every week, is the fact you moved to Saturdays. And that kind of changed things a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't socialize or go out or anything, but it's just where the program is occupying in the week's time. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I understand. At least you're still with us and you are carrying on the good fight. I'm happy to hear that. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
shoot me an email, like I said, and if you have anything you'd like to provide in addition to what we've talked about, feel free, okay?
Yeah, I will do that. You guys take care, and I will catch up with you.
Thank you, Ron. Good to talk. All right, let's see if we can, before the break, squeeze in John from Little Rock now.
Shalom, old friend.
Shalom, Rabbi.
Rick, I wish I could be comical, but not this time. I just got to send something to your board operator at your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here in Arkansas? The Secretary of State is trying to pull a Bush 2000 on us. What they've done was they invalidated people's that were eligible to vote. And then they got the nerve to tell people, don't be checking up on your status while we try to investigate this. What they're trying to do is keep felons off the from voting. Now, this hurts me because I'm a felon, you see.
I know. I remember, A one-time felon, though. Mm-hmm.
Right. But check this out, Rick. They don't want felons voting, but it's okay for illegals to vote.
Yes. That's very true. Very true, my friend. What won't they do, huh? What won't they do to keep people like you off the ballot?
They can't keep me off the ballot, Rick. They can keep me from voting.
It's certainly trying, that's for sure.
But here's the situation, to make a long story short, Rick. I am very qualified as a candidate to be on the ballot. However, they can block me from voting.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they try to do to the Attorney General, who's a Republican, Leslie Rutledge. They tried to block her from voting. Oh, she was from another district or something. But anyway, I don't want to waste time talking about that. I just want people to know this is important for you to get behind me, support my campaign. Because, we got to stop this.
Well, you're running for Congress again, right?
Yeah, I'm still a candidate.
In your district, all right, okay.
Right. But see, I just posted it on the website, and I'm going to post it right now. I sent it to your board operator on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to get slick, Rick, because we got a Republican governor, a Republican attorney general, and a Republican secretary of state trying to throw one in for Trump. That ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. They disenfranchise a lot of people that are not even felons right now. What they done was they went to the Arkansas Crime Information Center to see if they can get some information on everybody that they suspect are felons. And the result is chaos. Yeah. They done disenfranchise people that are not felons. See the mess we're in? They're trying to win one for Trump here in Arkansas. Ain't going to happen. Not on my watch.
I agree with you. I'm not surprised, John, because when you get into every little nook and cranny in every state, essentially it's the same. The level of corruption is so thick you can cut it with a knife. It's thick as a fog and even deeper. I know what it's all about, because in every congressional district, in every precinct, in every ward of my state, it is essentially the same. You wouldn't believe it if I told you what's happening here. So, I mean, it's business as usual. Politics is a filthy, dirty business. It's like, you know, prostitution. What can I say? Not much more than what you've already said, my friend. It's, I'm glad you're posting. You're still getting out, you know, with no money. And folks, John has been with us a long time, John from Little Rock. So if you want to, please support him and do whatever you can for John, because he is a stalwart. All right, John, thank you for your call. Blessings to you.
I just put the post into your on your Facebook page. I guess it'll get reviewed. I hope so.
Yeah, let's hope so, but we will. We hear you quite a bit, and we certainly thank you for your continued fight, okay, my friend? All right, we're going to take a break, sir, and come back, and we will be back with more calls just ahead, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Uncensored, and also our YouTube channel. Join us on the Deadly Experiment. All right, time for, I believe, about 30 more seconds. Okay, so don't forget, folks, that we're available on YouTube, the programs that I've done on local public access TV, as well as some other special vignettes that I'll be planning, God willing, along the way. All right, be back now. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back now in the final few minutes of our program, and I want to bring up Wes in Idaho. Hello, Wes.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Wanted to point out along the lines of that last caller, North Carolina voter ID law overturned on appeal. I guess it's discriminatory and racist to ask for a photo ID before you vote in USA.
Well, that's the folly of the courts, that the Congress allows to get away with such nonsense, you know? The Congress will not assume its rightful authority under the Constitution and just ban the courts from hearing these cases. They're not gonna do that. They had their chance in the 62, 63 prayer and Bible decisions, and they wouldn't do it then. Congressman Larry McDonald offered up his congressional legislation to do likewise, and they just ignored it. They're politicians no matter what, aren't they, huh?
I look for a better day.
Yes, yeah. Well, that day will come, my friend Wes. Don't worry. Thank you for your quick comment.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. All right, we're almost out of time, folks. And all I can say now is, as I've said before, be watchful of world events. Those are the words of Jesus Christ. Also, watch one city in particular, and that is the city of Jerusalem. And what happens in these days just ahead? The movements now are to kick all the Palestinians out of their homelands as rapidly as they can. Not all of them. I shouldn't say that. They need enough of them to blame when things go bad for them. But they want to take over that entire region, all of it, including Jerusalem, and make it its undivided capital. And I think Donald Trump said that they could do that. That would be a blessing for the world, wouldn't it, huh, Donald? As well as Hillary Clinton. They do what their masters in Jerusalem want. Mount Zion, Mount Moriah, these are two precious spots in God's holy city that has been supplanted by the abomination of the desolator. And again, that is the city of Jerusalem. Watch this week, folks. What will happen? What will take place? We heard of a doctor allegedly being shot to death this past week. More officers purportedly in San Diego. And I think this week is going to see something catastrophic. I don't know. I'm just saying that it could. It could very well. So we're preparing for that eventuality, and we need to know exactly where you stand and what you will be doing in preparation, both physically as well as spiritually. I think the only advice I can give you is set your spiritual home in order. Get right, get prepared, and get ready. All right? Just be prepared. I didn't say it's going to happen this week or this month, but be prepared as a good watchman always must be. Be a watchman on the night shift, because in a moment when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. All right, thank you all. Don't forget nodisinfo.com, Dr. K's website, and ARC as well, with noplaceforcorruption.com. We're out of time, and God willing, we will talk to you again next week. And until then, God bless you all, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function.
Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.